Good system.
Thanks for coming.
One person who can't just keep it to two words. She goes a lot longer than that. And she's so good to talk to that we had to get her on because we learned yesterday evening that she has retired from the AFLW after being an All-Australian in the last couple of years. She's an absolute star. She's one of our favourites in the Breakfast Club. Shani Norder, good morning.
Good morning. I've got two words for you and that's shut up.
They're the best two that I'll ever cop from you. Hey, listen here.
Right, I can't keep it to two.
What's going on? You were an All-Australian 2 years ago. You're playing a prelim on the weekend. What are you hanging up the boots for?
Oh, I'm done. I'm tired. It's time for me to go. And I think it's so funny because I thought it was my last year kind of heading in, but you never really know. And then you start winning and you're like, oh, maybe I'll give it one more crack. But, you know, like my high-performance behaviours have just been sliding this year. And for me, 33, been playing sport for 18 years and mentally, like it was just a really hard year. So for me, you know, I lead by example and I didn't want to be taking any shortcuts and then the Collingwood girls thinking that that's okay. So for me, I told them that it's not okay to take shortcuts, so I'm quitting. you know, it's obviously really important for them on their journey. But also I wouldn't be leaving if I didn't think that they were in a spot that they could keep pushing forward. So, you know, they've learnt so much in the last couple of years and they're high performance behaviours have really grown, and I took a bit of a step back this year just to see if there was someone else willing to speak up and step up and take the reins a bit more. And I tell you what, like the young girls have really grown and stepped up, and I didn't even have to talk that much, which was great. But also, it just gave me the confidence that they're in a good place to be able to push themselves forward now.
Oh, well, it's a blow to the game, I reckon, because you've been nothing short of magnificent in your time in the AFLW. Oh, did you tell them before the game? Did they know coming into the weekend, or were you not? You kept it till after?
Yeah, no, I kept it till after. It's so funny. It was the complete opposite to netball because, obviously, in netball, I played it for a very long time and it was all about me. So I was like, hi, everyone, I'm leaving. But then, yeah, with footy, like, I obviously didn't play for that long and I loved my experience. Like, honestly, it feels like so much longer than 3 years. But, I just wanted to go quietly. Like, I didn't do enough in the sport to have a big hurrah, and I was just, you know, for me, what something that's so great about Collingwood is that it is a really selfless team, and I didn't want them to be distracted, especially going into a prelim, or I didn't want to make anything about myself. So I only just told them last night. So I literally told them and then announced it on social media, and we're done.
So you said you thought it was going to be your last year. Was it not until the final siren in that prelim that you sort of confirmed it in your own mind, or it was definitely the case in the lead up to it all?
Oh my gosh, it's so hard. I'd actually love to talk to other athletes that have retired just about the process that they kind of went through. But no, I think for me, like, you know, straight after the wedding, I knew that I was ready for life after sport. Like, I just have really missed a lot in my life and sacrificed a lot because of sport. But then it was probably, yeah, in the last couple of games in the lead up, I think getting into finals, it should have felt easier. It should have been more fun. And it was just really hard. Like, it was just getting harder and harder to get my body to training, to push myself, to mentally stay involved in the game. And, you know, I don't know if anyone would have noticed from the outside, but the fact I was thinking that way, I felt like I was letting them down. And I think from a process point of view, it's really important to make those decisions because you don't want it to be emotional. You don't want to regret it. You want to know that it was well thought through and all the rest of it. And I think, you know, I absolutely could have stuck around, but that doesn't mean that you should stick around. You know, so for me, I'm ready for that next phase of my life, whatever that will be. And, yeah, I think it was important for me to stick to my decision. Although, you know, I probably did feel like staying, but, it just wasn't right for me.
Well, firstly, congratulations on your AFL career because, you know, we've obviously shared that journey with you. And I hate using the word journey, but we really have since you went from netball across and to finish as an All-Australian ruckman in a second sport is quite a remarkable achievement. So congratulations on that. But how important is it for you, Shani, that you've actually done what you've done? Because you know, netball, you were captain of Australia, you were a superstar of the sport, and it didn't really end well or as a fairy tale type finish for you.
Yeah.
But to have that, so these last 3 years, how important do you think this is going to be to your life when you look back on it?
Oh, so important. And, you know, I said to my Collingwood girls last night, the hardest thing about it was telling them, like, I love them so much. And, you know, we have such a great bond. And it's like nothing that I've ever experienced in my whole career. And, you know, I sat down with the coach straight after the game and I said to him, I was like, look, Steve, if I stick around, it's just to hang out with my mates. that's not the right reason to do it. But football was a real healing for me. It was an environment that I felt safe in. It was an environment that really looked after me, and it, like, just I could be myself in without having to worry. Like, I'm not the loudest person in football. I'm not different to anyone else. We're all strange and weird and loud in our own ways. And I think for me to, and obviously, you know, taking my learnings from netball as well helped a lot, that I could be a really selfless athlete, that I could be a lot happier and take the pressure off myself and still perform well. You know, there were so many life lessons that I learned in the last 3 years, and that's probably why it feels like longer than 3 years, but I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to take those learnings and, you know, apply them to something else, because a lot of people don't get that opportunity.
So what are you going to do, Shani? I mean, you've been going for 18 years at this level, at high performance and for the netball and footy. What are you going to do now? Is it another sport up your sleeve, or is it just time to just chill out and do other stuff?
Oh, yeah, maybe cricket, maybe basketball.
But I'm backing you in.
No, I'm definitely not. No, and I think, to be honest, that was one of the hard things about this year, guys, is that I started doing life again. So, you know, I work at MLC Grammar and Q as the head of netball there, and I'll still be doing, like, Channel 9 commentary, and I obviously launched my book a bit earlier, which I already spoke to you guys about, and there's a lot going on. I've got my own sporting academy, and to be honest, I don't know how the girls do it in regards to working and playing football and being able to put everything out there. Like, it is amazing. So for me, it's just about, you know, focusing on that aspect of life now and just having my nights to come home. I did buy a horse during COVID, so I'm back into horse riding. So I will look to get back into competing in horse riding eventually.
The world's tallest horse rider.
A bit of fun.
A lot of very, very tall horse. Not exactly a jockey, are you?
No, he's 18 hands.
18 hands?
Yeah. And he's off the track. And I got him in October, but he's the slowest thing. He's like his mama. He's just a big, lanky giraffe and can't run very well at all. So I was lucky that I was able to get him.
Wow. Where do you ride him?
So I keep in a paddock down in Murdoch. So I'm obviously living down in Frankston now. And so it's only 10 minutes down the road, and it's just such a great outlet. I grew up riding horses, and it's my real kind of mainstay grounding. And so I've been going down there once or twice a day, during the season as well. So it's going to be so nice just to be able to give him a bit more time and love, give my husband a bit more time and love. But yeah, so it's the best.
Well, it sounds like a nice way to spend the day, I reckon, jumping around on the back of the horse and riding through the paddock. Hey, Shani, well done. We love chatting to you anytime and for any reason, but I think your career, full stop at high performance levels, should be celebrated again because of what you've been able to achieve with your netball career, and your time in footy has been nothing short of outstanding. And your teammates will miss you greatly. Knowing a few of them, they loved having you around, so they're going to miss you greatly. We appreciate you coming on. We welcome you anytime on the studio here on The Breakfast Club, and we look forward to seeing what's next for you. Congratulations.
Thanks, team. Thanks for your support through the journey. I've loved it.
Good on you. You're the greatest. Shani Norda. Love it a bits.